Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on making a color jungle drop with old school rave pressure. Today we're going to build a short, powerful jungle and drum and bass section, then resample it, chop it up, and turn it into something way more alive. This is one of those classic production moves that looks simple, but it's actually huge. You make a rough groove, print it to audio, then reshape it until it hits harder, feels busier, and starts telling a story. And just to set the vibe, we're aiming for rolling breakbeats, a solid sub, a bright ravey mid layer, and those chopped audio edits that give jungle its movement and character. So if you've ever heard a drop that feels like it's constantly devolving, that's the energy we're chasing. Let's start with the session setup. Open a new set in Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to 170 BPM. If you want it slightly more modern and a bit tighter, you can push it to 174, but 170 is a great place to start. Then create a few clearly named tracks: drums, sub, bass, effects, and resample. Keeping things organized early makes the whole process easier, especially when you start printing audio and chopping it around. Turn on the metronome so your timing stays locked while you sketch the groove. Now let's build the drum foundation, because in jungle, the drums are everything. You can either use a drum rack with individual drum hits, or drag in a breakbeat sample if you already have one. If you're using a classic break like an Amen style loop, warp it so it sits properly in time. In most cases, beat mode works well because it keeps the transients punchy and the drums feeling alive. For the pattern, keep it simple at first. Put the snare on 2 and 4, then add kicks and hats around that to create movement. Jungle rarely feels good when it's too straight. The magic is in the syncopation, the little push and pull between hits. If the groove feels stiff, add a little swing or shuffle, but don't overdo it. You want bounce, not mess. Next, let's add the sub bass. For beginner jungle, keep the sub clean and basic. Use operator, wave eatable, or analog. If you use operator, set oscillator to a sine wave and turn the others off. Keep the envelope tight with a fast attack and a short release so the sub stays controlled. Write a bass line that leaves space. Don't try to fill every gap. A few well-placed notes will hit harder than a constant stream of bass. Think of the bass as something that supports the break, not something that fights it. For processing, keep it simple. Use EQ8 if you need to clean up anything above the sub range. Add a little saturator if you want thickness. And if the low end starts spreading too wide, use utility to keep the bass nicely centered and mono. Now we bring in the color. This is where the drop starts to feel like a proper rave statement. On your bass track, create a mid bass or rave stab layer using wave eatable or analog. You could go for saw-based patch with a bit of detune, then filter it down so it sits in the mid-range. Add a touch of drive or saturation if you want more bite. This layer doesn't need to be huge. It just needs enough character to cut through and give the drop a bright, excited edge. A good beginner approach is to make short, rhythmic stabs that answer the breakbeat. Place some notes before the snare, let others land after the fill, and leave a few bars more open so the groove can breathe. That contrast is important. Now we're ready for the main move in this lesson: resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm the track for recording. This means Ableton will record whatever is coming out of your master output. In other words, it captures your whole groove as audio. This is incredibly useful because once your idea is printed, you can slice it, reverse it, stretch it, and rearrange it in ways that are hard to do with MIDI alone. Start with a 4-bar or 8-bar recording of the full groove. Let the drums, sub, bass, and a little effects play together, then record them to the resample track. And here's a really important mindset tip: treat the resample like raw clay, not a finished performance. You're not trying to make the perfect take. You're just catching momentum. If it feels good, print it and move on. Once the audio is recorded, listen back and find the best bits. You can keep it as one clip or turn it into slices. If you want more control, right-click the audio and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients for a more performance-style result, or slice by 1/8 if the rhythm is pretty steady. Ableton will create a drum rack with your chopped audio, which makes it easy to play the pieces like an instrument. This is where the jungle feel really comes alive. Take those slices and start building a new rhythm from them. Repeat a snare tail. Cut up a bass stab into a call and response pattern. Reverse one slice before a snare hit to create tension. Leave a little silence between some of the chops so the groove has room to breathe. In jungle, empty space matters just as much as busy space. A lot of beginners try to fill every moment, but the pressure really comes from contrast. Now let's make it colorful. Use little edits to keep the resampled audio moving. Reverse a chop before a transition. Shift a slice up or down a few semitones. Shorten one hit to make a stutter. Automate auto filter so the tone opens up as the drop builds. If you want a bit of extra glitch energy, try beat repeat lightly, but keep it controlled so it doesn't take over the groove. A useful processing chain on the resampled audio is EQ8, then saturator, then auto filter, then maybe a touch of redux if you want some crunchy old school texture. Add reverb or echo only if you really need them, and keep those subtle. Too much wash can kill the impact of a jungle drop very quickly. Now let's think about arrangement, because a strong drop is more than just a loop. It needs motion. A good 8-bar structure could go like this. In bars 1 and 2, bring in the full drums, sub, and a minimal bass stab. In bars 3 and 4, introduce the resampled chop rhythm and maybe a reverse effects hit. In bars 5 and 6, strip something away for a moment. Then bring in a stronger bass phrase or a pitch-shifted chop. In bars 7 and 8, set up a fill, create a short break in the drums, and hit with a bigger resampled accent into the next section. That kind of arrangement gives you foundation, answer, mutation, and release. That's the jungle mindset. Let's also add some transition effects. A reverse cymbal, a noise sweep, a snare reverb tail, or a short impact sample can do a lot of heavy lifting. Before the drop lands, even pulling the bass out for half a bar can make the return feel massive. That tiny bit of silence creates pressure instantly. And while we're on the subject, let's clean up the low end. Make sure the sub and kick aren't fighting each other. Keep the resampled audio from piling up mud in the low mids. Use EQ8 to high-pass any chopped audio that doesn't need low end, and cut around the muddy 200 to 500 Hz zone if necessary. The rule is simple. Let the sub own the bottom and keep the chopped layers focused more on the character and rhythm. A few common beginner mistakes to watch for here. 1. Don't make the resample too busy. If you record a giant wall of sound, it's harder to find useful chop material. Start with 4 bars and build from there. 2. Don't let the resampled audio fight the sub. Always check for hidden low end. 3. Don't drown the drop in reverb. Jungle needs punch. Use reverb for transitions, not as a blanket over everything. 4. Make sure there is contrast. If everything is always full, nothing feels big. 5. Chop with rhythm. Random cuts usually sound weaker than cuts placed on transients or musical divisions. 6. Don't stack too many bass layers. A clean sub, one mid-bass, and one resampled layer is plenty for a beginner workflow. If you want a darker or heavier version later, you can push the same idea further. Add a little more saturation before resampling, use drum bus on the drum group, make the mid-bass more distorted, or resample a second time, so the track starts recycling itself. That two-pass approach is a really fun way to build density without adding too many new MIDI parts. Here's a quick practice exercise you can do right away. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Make a simple drum loop with kick, snare, and hats. Add a sine sub and operator. Add one short wavy bass stab and wavy double. Record 4 bars into the resampling track. Then slice that recording into 4 or 8 pieces and rearrange them so they answer the drums differently. Add one reverse slice before the last bar, and use a filter sweep into the loop restart. If you want an extra challenge, resample that chopped version again. Then use just 2 or 3 of the best hits as your main accent pattern. That's a great way to get that edited by hand jungle feel. So let's recap. Start with a tight breakbeat and a simple sub. Add a colorful mid-bass or rave stab. Resample the whole groove into audio. Slice the audio into new rhythmic ideas. Use filtering, small effects, and arrangement changes to keep the drop moving. And always keep the low end clean so the groove stays powerful. The big takeaway here is that jungle and drum and bass often come alive when you capture a vibe and then mutate it. Resampling is one of the fastest ways to turn a simple idea into something bigger, dirtier, and way more exciting. All right, you've got the workflow. Now fire up Ableton, print that first groove, and start chopping. That's where the magic happens.